It is Spanning the State. I'm Brian Noonan.
And I am Kristen Bry. And it feels like we're learning more and more that the traditional classroom setting isn't necessarily always optimal for all kids. And I'm a big fan of non-traditional options that have begun sprouting up so that kids who learn in different ways can still enjoy and thrive at school instead of just dropping out and thinking, well, I'm not good at school, so I'm going to go do something else. And so when I read about Pathways High, which is a Milwaukee charter school that started in August 2017, and that the fact that it focuses on project-based learning and has a curriculum that mirrors the real world in terms of application of learning, I was like, this sounds super interesting. Yeah. And so I'm so excited to have Dr. Steve Gerner in studio with us, who is the executive director of Pathways High. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Glad
so,
to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So this type of school, the school got started by parents, right? Like it was parents who came together and they applied for a grant, which is what I read. But what problem were they trying to solve?
Yes, they really looked at what was happening in education. They had children that were high school age and they said it's not working. So the idea is really what they were trying to solve is how do we engage students in this time frame and how do we build relevancy? So they were watching their own children bored, unengaged, and realizing there has to be a better option. And the project learning model really fits that.
So what is that? Because I came out of teaching in a traditional rows of desks or tables. What is project-based learning?
And that's exactly what's happening across our country. So project-based learning starts with the idea, and I love how Kristen said real world, because that's exactly what you want to think about. What do you need in the jobs for today? So it starts with the idea of this inspiration.
Okay.
So be curious. Look around the world. What are problems that are existing? Just start thinking about that. So some students start with, I'm just interested in nature and science and how things work. Others are looking at artwork around their home environment.
Okay.
Others are looking at how engines work. So they're curious about it. I always start with students, what are you interested in? What are you curious about? And then it goes into this idea of really the focus of ideas and start thinking about, is there something to solve? Is there somewhere forward to move this idea? And then it goes into implementation. So think of teachers not, like when we were in high school, a teacher would talk for 50 minutes. We're going to have history class, 50 minutes, bell rings, go to next class, 50
right.
minutes. And what it really happens at Pathways High is the idea of a teacher as a facilitator. So the students pick the classes they want to be interested in, right? It goes to that inspiration. And then a teacher facilitates their learning. And then it goes very personalized as each student's working on projects. And they're always, what's key about this is every seminar, we call them seminars, but think of classes,
right.
is attached to an outside organization, a company or nonprofit here in Milwaukee.
So I guess my brain, because I did go to traditional school, like how are parents feeling like their kids are still getting a well-rounded education? Because sometimes students of that age, while curious, there's certain things they don't want to do, whether it be math, whether it be English, whether it be history, and just focus on the thing that they're excited about, even though it behooves them to be a little more well-rounded.
Because they might not be that excited about it in 6 months.
Correct. And even in a project-based learning model, it's not that this excitement is all day long and they're just, but it's much more engaging, which is important because of you have the phones, right? So if I go to the store and I see a little three-year-old and a little finger swiping already, and then they're four, they're five, they get to kindergarten and they're going, I have to be entertained because I've been watching videos for 3 years. Now imagine high school level. And so the idea of they're completing these projects, so all these students are getting personalized learning, completing these projects, and when they complete the project as they're on that continuum, that's when they get credit, right? They're completing their standard and they get credit for their standards. So they would still complete the state of Wisconsin, all the standards and all the credits that are needed to be a high school graduate inside projects. So they're still doing their math and their science and their lifetime fitness. They're doing all those classes, getting standards for that. And then they get credit based on their standards. So they're still doing, I'll give an example. There's a project we have where you can sign up to build a boat, and it connects with a nonprofit. So it's more sophisticated than what I can do, but it is a wood boat, And it's a nonprofit that we partner with here in Milwaukee. And so you think about what you need, angles.
Right.
You need to think about the science. You need to think about materials. And a great thing about the school is, too, is every seminar, it's multiple teachers teaching it.
Okay.
So our physics teachers is with our art design teacher talking to students about how to do this work. So it could be, think of projects, it could be something like, that you build.
Right.
Like I'm building a boat. We teamed up with Harley Davidson in the past, and we had students that took a gas engine and made it into an electric engine. And it could be projects such as finding a need in the community.
Okay.
So some students in the past, they realized there's a homeless population in Milwaukee that they wanted to address, and they raised funds for socks, and they built a little cart, and they did, and offered that value to the community.
Is this something that a certain kind of student does better with? Who is going to be the person that's going to benefit from this?
It is good for all students. The perception, and we're trying to fight that perception, there's a perception that maybe you're not doing well at a traditional school, and it would work here at Pathways High, but it's really a disruption in education to say Google and Amazon have all the information there right now. So an example would be when I was in school, I had a teacher that loved Shakespeare, just loved Shakespeare, right? Probably. And
can you recite a sonnet right now?
I cannot. I should have picked a different teacher. So the teacher had all the knowledge of Shakespeare and was imparting that knowledge to us as students. And the only other way we could get that information was I could go home and there's encyclopedias
I could go through that.
But now Amazon, Google, everybody has all this information. So it changes, or it needs to change education, not that the teacher imparts the knowledge, but that you're exactly what
the
you're talking about, that real world connection. And the teacher facilitates, the teacher still, but the teacher's learning alongside with the student. So you're really bringing that student to say, what are you curious about? What gifts and talents do you have? Doesn't mean you still have to do all your subjects.
Yeah.
But you're going to come out with this whole idea of project management, which is, if you think about all the jobs, they're not going to have to know as much knowledge anymore, because, again, that's right with you all the time. But how do you lead people? How do you communicate?
How do you problem solve?
How do you go on this timeline of going, hey, I have a lot of freedom, right? And the teacher's not really demanding that much from me. They are, but I have a lot of freedom. And you got to think through timelines, right?
How is this, I toured a Montessori school recently, and I feel like that was what stuck out to me, right? As in a Montessori school, there's so much freedom, and it's a privilege, right? And so it can be taken away, but you go into every classroom, and kids are out of their desks, and they're doing activities, and the grades are combined. And so is this kind of overlap with a Montessori, but in high school?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The students that have a Montessori background, when he's talked about what students, it's for all students, but the ones that have a Montessori background, they just flourish because they're used to that. They just come in and they just go to the next level and they go, oh, we have this partnership, or can we do this? And it's fantastic. If you don't have that, which a lot of students don't, it takes a little bit for the freedom to realize, you know, I have a lot of freedom.
You're not going to tell
now.
Me what to do?
Yeah, that would be a big switch, I would imagine. So what's this optional fifth year that you have to pay for college courses? What's that all about?
The idea is you have 4 years traditional, you know, the same way a high school would be with the credits, no grades. So you're completing standards, and then that's how you get your standards, and that's how you get credit. And then the fifth year comes around, and what we found out was we want to give students the option of they have a strong relationship with the teachers, they have a strong relationship in this model. So we offer a fifth year, what we call the impact year. And that year, you have the option that we will pay 12 credits to MATC or UWM to continue your education. And then we have a teacher dedicated to these students. So these students in their fifth year come back once or twice a week to the school, and they have this great relationship. We have a high energy, smart teacher, engaged teacher, and she works with the students. And it could be, you know, you're at UWM and I missed a class, and now I'm kind of embarrassed to go back to the class. I may be first generation. I don't understand this. And teacher says, you know, go back.
Yeah.
Go back, email your professor. How do I set up the schedule? How do I figure financial aid out? So it's that coaching model in that fifth year. So you're off to college. You're off to UWM, MATC, or you could be in the trades. We have some that join the trades here in Milwaukee, and they want to learn about what's a Roth IRA? I don't have that help or health insurance. So we offer that teacher for that support.
Can I ask, where does the money come from to pay for it?
They're still considered a Pathways High student.
Oh.
So we're a public charter school, so it's free for students and we get state funding. Still a Pathways High student. So their fourth year, they would walk, they would celebrate with their friends, big party, and then they would still be considered a Pathways High student. So we have, that's been attractive where we have, we're about half of our students like that fifth year option.
A lot of schools, they look at how many students are going to college or this or that as their metrics for success. What do you guys at Pathways use for those metrics, and how successful have things been with the program so far?
We're seeing great success. We use alumni is really our focus.
Okay.
Because college acceptance, everyone should be at 100%.
Right.
Right. I can get any student to college. The completion rate is very good. You know, so you always want to look at the completion rate. Like we have 100%, we'll put the banner up, but what's your completion rate? And that's where it really is diminished in Milwaukee. So completion rate of college is good. We look at that, but we're really looking at our alumni. Are they being successful in the community? Are they doing what their passion? What are they doing? Were they successful to get to whatever college they wanted to, what career they wanted to? Our alumni will be our key. And then we still need to play in that area of college completion, which is important.
Well, I think this is fascinating. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having
thanks
me.
Thanks for being
appreciate
here.
Appreciate it.
He is Dr. Steve Gerner, who's the executive director of Pathways High. All right, we'll come back and finish up after this.